Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
Well, good evening. I'm glad to be here and see every one of you here today. I was blessed to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'll say I got off today a little bit later and I said, I'm so tired. I just got a full-blown migraine. But, you know, I prayed and the Lord said that my will was for you to be in church tonight to preach my word, and here I am. Amen. I want to praise the Lord for that because I love being able to preach for the Lord, love being able to do his will. You know, when I was out of his will, nothing I ever did made me happy. You know, everything I always did seemed like it made me happy for maybe a couple of minutes, but after that, I'd be back to my old regular self. I'd be depressed and sad. But you know, when you do the will of the Lord, you feel so good about it. You feel so much of his grace and mercy. You feel refreshed. Amen. Amen. And for a lesson tonight, if you want to turn, you want to turn to James chapter 3, and we'll go to verse 5. But while you're getting there, I'll go ahead and wait for you to get there, then I'll read this here. In James 3, 5, it says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world full of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on the fire of hell." Amen. You're going to have a seat here. Thank you. What I want to talk about or preach on tonight is what the Lord had given me. You know, I've always heard that saying. It says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." You know, that works in theory, but it's not a reality. How many times have we ever been hurt by words? Yeah. Have we been turned away from someone because of those words? Yeah, you know, those people who held grudges for years because of words that have been said. You know, wounds, physical wounds will recover, but ones that are worldly go deep down to the soul, and it takes someone a long time to recover from that. Yeah. You know, it says in the Word of God, it says about taming everything in the world. You can tame things in the world. You can tame a cat. You can tame a dog. You can tame anything. But the tongue, it says, you can never tame. Amen. 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 And that's what I wanted to preach on tonight is when we talk to people about Abraham in the church, when we talk about being a Christian, how are we approaching them on it? You know, even I know of someone in my mother, it's not my mother, but my wife's family, and it's on her dad's side. He won't darken a church door. He hasn't in 50 years because he was offended by what the church member said. Yeah. You know, I think that's the saddest thing. You try to talk to him about church, and he shut you down. He said, "I don't want anything to do with it." And I asked him, I said, "Well, why?" He said, and he wouldn't really tell me, but it was something that was said to him over 50 years ago. He wouldn't even darken any more church doors because of it. You know, and I started thinking today, I was doing firearms in the academy, and I said, "Do you think about a weapon like a gun? You think that's the deadliest weapon we can ever possess?" You know, and the thing I really think is the tongue is the deadliest thing. Yeah. Because it can turn someone to God or can turn them away from God completely. Because every day we are examined by people who are non-Christians on the way we speak, on the way we act, on the way we carry ourselves. And I think that sets a big picture for everyone of what Christianity is like. And I really think it's hard to control the tongue because when we speak to people, we have to be able to speak with grace, but we ought to be able to speak also with salt as well. It says that in the Word of God. And that leads me to the second scripture here. We're going to actually go to the next scripture. It'll be Romans chapter 12. You turn back with me a bit here. Romans 12, and we're going to go to verse 9. It says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, and distributing to the necessity of saints, and given to hospitality." I believe this goes in line also with how we should speak with people. We should have our love be without dissimulation. Don't be fake about things. You know, I've seen a lot of people, and I'm not trying to call anybody out. There's no one here at this church. But I've seen people in life, it seems like they are loving, but yet there's something fake about it. It seems like that ain't really what you were meaning. When we love someone, when we have that brotherly love, you have to be saved to know what true love is. Because we understand what Jesus went through and how he died for us and that kind of love. And that's the kind of love we're supposed to have for everyone else as well. You know, I used to hate people before I got saved. But anymore, when I look at anybody, I feel that love towards them. I feel that godly love that comes out in them, in me towards them. Amen. It says, let love be without stimulation, abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Because some people may say, well, when are you talking about that, preacher? Are you supposed to say we're supposed to be nice to everybody and never tell them about their sins? No. We're supposed to be able to tell them about their sins, but do it in a way that's not going to drive them completely away from the Lord, away from the church. Maybe when we approach them, you know, we talk to them about the Lord and what's accepted in the Word of God and what God accepts and what He don't. You know, and when we do that, we pray about it, and we approach them, we speak to them. It says in the Word of God to let it be seasoned with salt. And that goes in Colossians 4:6. This will be the last verse here. Go to Colossians 4:6 here. It says in Colossians 4:6, it's let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And that's what it goes in line with the last verse as well. Be kindly affectionate to one another. Let love be without simulation. Don't let it be fake. When we preach the word of the Lord to people, we're supposed to preach it, but also we're supposed to talk about it in truth. There's a lot of people out here who don't want to talk about sin. They say, well, that's the Lord's job. The Lord sent us to be the witness to every creature. Amen. We're not supposed to be teaching them just about the good things, but about the bad things as well, what God abhors, what God loves, what God allows, and what He does not. But we must be mindful and always control our tongue. And people say, well, how do you control your tongue? How do you do it in the heat of the moment? Well, here's the answer to doing things in the heat of the moment. You don't do things in the heat of the moment. When you're upset with someone, when someone offends you or upsets you about the Lord, and you respond in anger and shout at them, that's not the way to do things. When we control our tongue, we pray about things. We let the Lord be our guide. We let Him be our answer. Let His words come out of our mouths when we talk to people. Because people always say, well, how do I control it? You don't. The Lord does, if we let Him.
Amen.
Amen. And I mean, in the past, I'm not saying I've answered everything perfect. You can talk to a few people. I probably got really upset. I know tell you that he wasn't very good at that point. He didn't speak to me very well. Well, the thing is, we're not perfect. God never intends to be perfect. That's why He sent His Son. If we were perfect, we never have to see Jesus die on that cross. We never have to see Him suffer and go through the things He went through. Yeah. And He would never have to die an earthly death.
Amen.
Amen. But going on here, let me pick out one more thing in here. It says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. I can't emphasize that enough. And that is one of the hardest things to do, is to let your grace be seasoned, or let your speech be seasoned with grace and with salt at the same time. Because it's hard to be able to love somebody at the same time, but also tell them they're in sin, because it tends to turn people away from the church. But we got to do it with the best we can and let the Lord guide us in everything. Amen.
Amen.
But going back also to the firearm, you know, I was saying it, everyone thinks that's the deadliest weapon in the world, but then again, it's your tongue that's the deadliest weapon. You know, you think of a weapon, like any kind of gun, it may be a rifle, maybe an M132, whatever it is. It may be big, but what's the trigger size on that?
Yeah.
It's barely a couple, maybe an inch, half inch. It serves our tongue and our body. It may only be a few inches long, but let me tell you, it's the deadliest thing we possess.
Amen.
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 It says the tongue is a city full of iniquity and how set on the fires of hell. Our nature as humans is automatically to put people, I think it automatically when we're sinners, we're to put people down, we're to make ourselves feel superior, we're supposed to think we're perfect, but in reality, we're no better than they are. Even as Christians, we're no better than anybody else.
Amen.
The only difference is we're saved, and we have Jesus.
Amen.
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 I feel like some Christians want to put themselves above other people, and I think that's what tends to turn people away from the church, because they think, well, I'm not good enough.
Amen.
I'm not good enough to go to church because of like A, B, or C, or D, you know, options,
yeah.
Whatever you want to assert there. You know, the truth is, none of us would be here if we were perfect. No, we need Jesus, and that's why we come to church. We need the Lord. We need His support. We need refresh throughout the week. You know, my sister had once said, she said, I don't know how people go Sunday to Sunday without going on Wednesdays. She said, because by the end of that week, I feel so down, you know, I just need to refresh. You know, I still wish she was in church today, but that's what she once told us.
Amen.
You know, when we approach people, when we talk to them about the Lord, we always have to talk to Him and let our Lord be our guide and our witness and let Him speak for us. And then always in the heat of the moment, if you're ever mad at somebody, let it go for a moment and pray about it first.
Amen.
Amen. I've had to learn that the hard way quite a few times.
Amen.
Amen. But, yeah.
I do.
Amen, me too, brother. I'll say that's what I have for you tonight. I'll say I'll let Brother Matt come up here and do an altar call if he wants or whatever he wants to do.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.